She is something else.
Yeah, that's her latest single, Ready For It, although she's released a bunch of songs for us just to hear online, and the new album, Reputation, dropped last Friday. So the big duh is we knew that her album would be number one and break all sorts of records for sales and stuff this week, but it's already this year's best-selling album. It's her sixth studio project. It was released last Friday. It's already beat out Ed Sheeran's Divide, selling over a million copies in just 4 days. It is the first album to sell a million units within a week in nearly 2 years, a title that was previously held by Adele's 25. It is also Swift's fourth album in a row to land a million-selling week, following 1989, Red, and Speak Now. And Adele and Swift are the only artists who have sold a million copies of an album in a week since 2012.
She is in work mode. I don't know if you saw her surprising fans over the Million Mark at Target, where she was buying it. And then they showed the behind scenes at Jimmy Fallon that you reported yesterday.
Yeah, when she surprised him and she
sang. Oh my gosh, what a
cried. Beautiful
story. If you read that and you don't tear up, something's wrong.
Well, we were playing that clip yesterday of Jimmy Fallon talking about his mom, and it was very hard for me to listen to.
Big time.
I cried.
Do you think Taylor blocking streaming has anything to do with her high sales, or is it just because she's amazing?
I'm going to say it's because she's amazing.
A little of both, though, but because she'll stream this one later, but not now.
Yeah, because she wants you to buy it. Duh.
Oh, yeah, and she really, I think she's smart. Her team is brilliant.
Yeah. Actress Rose McGowan, she is free on bail after turning herself into Virginia authorities in a cocaine case. Police say they found a few small bags of coke in a wallet McGowan left at an airport last January. So rule number one, don't do cocaine.
Okay.
Rule number two, if you do cocaine, don't leave your wallet behind for somebody to find. A felony warrant was issued last month, and then she turned herself in to authorities yesterday. She is also one of many actresses who've made allegations of sexual misconduct recently against former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. I'm choking on my mint. And then it's time for People Magazine to announce their sexiest man alive. And some people are a little shocked. I'm not, because I think he's sexy in a very different way, I guess, than normal. But it's Blake Shelton.
People are going to hate me over this. Wow, we have run out of celebrities with both eyes and things like that. We're just down to somebody who is somewhat symmetrical. That must be all you had left to look for. Man, I can't wait to shove this up at him. As proud as I am and honored that you guys asked me, that's really the only thing I care about. I'm owning this moment. I've been ugly my whole life. If I can be sexy for a year, taking it.
Now, I come from a long line of Okies, so I've always thought that he was sexy and funny. I did not like him in his mullet days. I'm glad that we're past that. But this is Access Hollywood talking to Gwen Stefani. Now, they actually talked to her before it was officially announced, and they wanted to know what she thought about it.
There's a rumor that he might be people's sexiest man alive this year.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Well, wow, they got that right.
I was going to say, I need to know.
I knew I was onto something.
You had the right idea. If he is, what's the reaction if you wake up and that's the news?
Wow, I'm going to look really good, huh? I already had scored, but now I've really scored.
There you go.
Do you think that him being with Gwen Stefani is one of the things that makes people think he's sexier? Like, oh, wow, if Gwen's with him.
Yeah.
For me, it's his face, his country accent, and he always seems like a really good boyfriend or husband. He's very supportive of whoever he's with. So I think all
of that
together.
At the time when he's with him.
Yes, fair,
so he's with somebody else.
Oh, low blow.
People Magazine also singled out several other male celebrities for having the sexiest body parts. They decided that Bradley Cooper has the best eyes. Jason Momoa has the best arms. Really? That's all we're going to talk about are his arms?
And everything else.
And Kit Harington from Game of Thrones has the best butt. You know what else? I would say Jason Momoa and Kit Harington also both have the best celebrity hair.
Yes, for sure.
I want to run my fingers through it. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's. Their new winter lunch menu gives hundreds of options. Entree, side, dish, and drink for only $9.50. So hot, so convenient, so good. Hamburger Mary's. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Mix 93.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Ho, ho, ho. Correctly guess the price and win it all. To New York City to party with Hailee Steinfeld at her 21st birthday party. Travel in style with a new two-piece luggage set. Sleep in the city that never sleeps in his and her matching PJs. And load up on whatever you want with gift cards to Sunfresh and Target. Plus, just in time for the holidays, get your house cleaned from our friends at The Maids. Here's how to win. Just listen to Mix 93.3 each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 to guess how much the holiday hookup is worth. Get the exact price right, and you'll win it all.
Whoa! Yes!
But don't worry, we'll help you find out if you're too high or too low. Name the exact price and win it all. The Holiday Hookup Part 1, all from Mix 93.3.